For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy, good morning, wonderful Friday morning. Good morning, Friday. Good morning, everyone out there. Hope you're doing great. And, man, it's just, you know, as I'm recording these, I'm thinking that's probably how fast the week will go, and I'm grabbing onto it. I hope you're grabbing onto it and saying thank you, Jesus, for a great day. Finishing our teaching on abiding, so much to this. Some of this is from Bruce Wilkinson. Some of this is from Andrew Murray. Some of it is from my own writing, that the benefits I'm seeing by abiding in Christ. Andrew Murray says, abiding in Christ, we avail ourselves fully of the name of Christ. Abiding in Christ secures the full power of his merits to us. Through abiding, we have the confidence to use his name in prayer. Whatsoever you ask in my name. See, we start getting that confidence. We've been abiding, living and remaining and dwelling in God. And before we know it, the Spirit of God bears witness. And as we pray, we say, in Jesus' name. And we sense that authority that comes from him. And we sometimes go, wow, it's true, man. I'm abiding in God. God's in me. New Testament, New Covenant believers. So in the name of Jesus. And that's how we use that. We've been abiding. We get excited going, wow, I can feel that's God. Certainly not me. But it also carries, abiding carries answered prayer. That's a promise of answered prayer. If you abide in me, I said yesterday, if is a big word. Two little letters, but a big word. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, you'll ask what you desire, and it'll be done for you. By this my Father's glorified, that you bear much fruit. When you're spending time with God, you're abiding. You're then allowing what he wants, his priorities, his passion, his purposes, to motivate you to ask for what's closest to his heart. And you know what I love, my brethren? I don't know. There's things that deep desires, you know, of our hearts, and we might go to it thinking, is that me or is that God? Well, I love it when I will surrender it to God. And then it'll start coming back around, and he'll kind of start stirring. And just between me and God, and I go to my prayer closet, and I go, really, God, am I really allowed to ask for that? Because I would love that. And then I'll let it go a little bit longer, and then it'll come back around, and then it'll come back around a little stronger. And then I can feel God saying, now claim it, because I wouldn't be stirring you, downloading it to you, if I didn't want you to have it. So what things soever you desire when you pray, that's what abiding will do. You won't consume it on your own lusts. When you're praying, then you can believe you receive it and you have it. It just gets very exciting. It just makes this relationship get exciting, because those deep desires that are like, God, I wanted that. Thank you so much. It could be the most spiritual kind of object, or it could be, you know, gosh, always wanted a dog or whatever. It's between you and God, man. You know, just, it's relationship, isn't it? Well, hope you've loved this all week, this teaching on abiding. Always remember, my brethren, you can write to me, just like that brother talked to me about the radio broadcast and praise and prayer day. Write to me. We love you. We look forward to seeing you in the meetings. Thank you for joining me all week on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events, or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.